Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Big day for us here at Catholic Answers Live, in part because we have Jimmy Akin here and we're doing open forum for both hours. That means a whole hour to go of open forum, but also a big day because this is the last hour of our summer pledge drive. Summer, as we have said, is a difficult time to raise funds, but our costs don't go down. And it's additionally a big day because we have a $10,000 match for today, meaning every pledge made today is matched dollar for dollar up to $10,000. The matching money comes from more than one donor. It's two at least. I don't know, maybe more than that. But at least two folks have stepped up and said, okay, I'll match whatever you can raise up to $10,000. So it's an opportunity for us to do what we need to do in this hour, which is finish raising the funds that we need for the next few months. 888-291-8000.
And we have less than an hour to do it now.
And that is Jimmy Akin, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers. And Jimmy, lots of folks been calling, but we need...
Well, lots. But as we mentioned in the previous hour, things have been slower this drive, possibly because it's summer, than they normally are. So we haven't been where we need to be. We really need people's help. During the break between the 2 hours, I went and checked to see how things are going right now. And I'm told they're going a little slow.
Okay.
So we really do need people to call in this last hour, especially if we're going to make that $10,000 challenge, because this is it. I mean, we're going to be answering questions during this hour, so we don't have the whole hour even to talk about the fundraising. But it's really important that we hear from you. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
It would be really cool if we could have somebody, you know, maybe an intern or something in the building who was formerly Protestant.
That would be great. I mean, if they were formerly Protestant, they could even, you know, maybe talk about what Catholic Answers has helped them.
I wish we had one around here. Oh, look, it's Andrew, the man we call Other Andrew, who is our intern right now. We call him Other Andrew because Primary Andrew, Proper Andrew is the videographer here at Catholic Answers. Andrew, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And tell us a little bit about your story and what brought you here to Catholic Answers, because that tells our donors a lot about what it is they're giving their money to.
Yeah, really. So I started crossing the Tiber about 2 years ago. And really, I was just thinking about it. And Catholic Answers has been there since day one, really. I mean, just even the website name, Catholic.com, kind of pops up when you search it. But I mean, I was Protestant. And went through RCIA, and I was the only one there for kind of like personal religious reasons. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of my questions weren't being answered because everyone was there to, you know, I want to be confirmed so I can be a sponsor or something, and they all kind of knew it already.
I see.
Yeah, and so, I was looking for answers, going to my sponsor, but Catholic Answers was always there, and they kind of had the deep kind of philosophical, concrete stuff that was there. It was tangible. It was accessible. And it really, you know, it got me to, you know, go to confirmation that Easter. Which was an awesome experience. First Eucharist, man, there's nothing more beautiful than that.
Amen, brother, amen.
And really, it's helped me stay Catholic because I'm at a very Protestant college. And so, you know, more than helping us, you know, come home, it's helped me stay home. And so, yeah, it's just been awesome.
Thanks for being willing to come in and share that with us, Andrew. And now that you're interning with us this summer, you found out that we're really horrible people here.
Oh, yeah,
right?
It's terrible. It's really cruddy.
That's not true. I don't believe you. Andrew, you do great work. It's been great having you around all summer.
Thanks
for coming in to share your story. I must say, thousands of stories just like it.
Yeah.
Because the website is Catholic.com, people all over the world, often that's their first stop.
Yeah.
So we have to be faithful to the teaching of the Catholic Church, and we have to be enthusiastic in the way we share the faith.
And so, one of the things they find when they go to Catholic.com is, in fact, Catholic Answers Live. So we've got a lot of people who listen either on their local station, which they find through Catholic.com, or they listen on podcast or directly streaming on the site. We have people listening right now that way. They may watch us. In fact, on YouTube or Periscope or Facebook, there are a lot of people doing that right now and interacting with other Catholic Answers Live fans right now in the chat stream on all three of those. But we need you right now while you're thinking about it, because things have been slow, including in the previous hour today. We need you to give us a call at 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We have people standing by to take your donation. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We do have people who have been calling. Henrietta from New Orleans has made a $100 donation, which becomes $200. Rita from Massachusetts has donated $25, which becomes $50. A member of the Catholic Cross Bearers Motorcycle Ministry in L.A., which could be, Los
Louisiana
Angeles or Louisiana, has donated a monthly pledge of $20, so that becomes $40 a month. And I just love the fact that there is a Catholic Crossbearers Motorcycle Ministry. So thank you to the member who's done that. Carol and Ron from Michigan have donated $100, which becomes $200. Glenn from North Carolina has donated $30 a month. That becomes $60 a month.
888-291-8000 is the number they call. Let me thank a couple, Jimmy. Judy from Texas, $100. Dan from California, $100. Wayne from North Dakota, $100. So $100 bills flying our direction from all over. But each of those becomes $200 because we have that $10,000 match.
Right. Other people have been donating whatever they can afford, including Teresa made a $20 donation. Bob from Ohio, $25 monthly. Lois from Ohio, $50 one-time donation. All of those are very much appreciated. All of those are being doubled up to $10,000 through the generosity of some additional donors who are challenging you to make a donation to help support the work of Catholic Answers Live. They see the value in it, and they encourage you and challenge you to also testify to the value of the work that's being done here on Catholic Answers Live and how it's transforming people's lives spiritually, which will have eternal consequences. You know, something I was thinking about during the break actually was – or just before the break was – you know, we all work for a living, and some of us, like you and I, Si, are privileged to be able to work directly doing spiritual labor, which is always a privilege. Most people have to work in the secular workplace, but and they earn money by doing that. But by donating to support spiritual work, they take part of their labor from a secular office place and consecrate it and transform it into spiritual work by supporting those of us who are able to do spiritual work in a direct manner. So by making your donation, you're actually taking part of what you do during your ordinary workday and consecrating that and transforming it into spiritual work. So please give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000, and you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Andrew, the intern, the other Andrew, give us the number and the website, will you?
Exactly. And guys, just like Jimmy was saying, this is really spiritual work, so your prayers are also appreciated. But please call that number. The number is 888-291-8000. All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, you did the 000 thing. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks very much for coming in. Thanks for everything you've done this summer. We really love having you around. 888-291-8000, that number. Let's go now to Israel in San Diego, California, watching on Facebook. Hi, Israel. Thanks so much for watching. What's your question for Jimmy Akin?
Hello. Thank you. Praise be to God. Thank you for answering.
Amen.
Can you speak up, Israel?
I have actually two quick, short questions, but I'm going to tell you one, and then you can tell me if I can ask the other one.
Okay, real quick.
So the first one is, how is different a lay blessing from a, you know, clergy blessing, like a blessing imparted by a priest?
Okay. It's going to depend on the type of blessing that is being performed. For example, one where there's a major difference between the type of blessing is when a priest blesses or consecrates the Eucharistic elements, they actually become the body and blood of Christ. So that's something a layperson has no ability to do. So in that case, the blessing the priest performs is very, very different from the blessing a layperson would be able to perform. on the other hand, there are blessings, and you can find these in a document called the Book of Blessings. There are some blessings that the church has authorized not only priests to do, but also has authorized lay people to do. For example, the blessing of throats on St. Blaise's Day. That kind of blessing is different. It's not the blessing involved in a sacrament. It's what's known as a sacramental. And in this case, it's a sacramental that the church has authorized both laity and clergy to do. So in that case, the church's authority is behind the blessing, and it's going to be equal. There's no intrinsic difference between having your throat blessed by a priest versus having your throat blessed by a lay person who has been deputized to administer that blessing. So there's no intrinsic difference there. In general, there is, you know, it's reasonable to suppose that the blessing given by a priest is going to be a little different, perhaps a little more effective than one given by a lay person, simply because the priest is living out a form of consecration, or is supposed to be, that's different than what a lay person does. He's in holy orders, which, as the name suggests, is a holy thing, brings an additional type of holiness, and one where he's specifically authorized to give blessings. Now, lay people can give blessings. I mean, I can say, God bless you to you, Israel. And in fact, I will. God bless you. But I'm not authorized by the church to give you a blessing in that way. It's something that is just that I can do on my own, just like a priest could do that on his own. But in addition to being able to do it simply as a Christian offering you that blessing, he also has the backing of the church in offering blessings. That's part of his function as a priest. And so it's reasonable to suppose that there's something additional, but there's no way to quantify that.
Oh, I see. Because you know how, I have heard that a lay person cannot bless in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
No, that's not true. In fact, in the Book of Blessings, the invocation of the Trinity is used in some of those blessings that the laity are authorized to perform, if memory is at all accurate.
Oh, perfect. Right. I understand. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Israel.
I think I can go to the second one?
Real fast, what is it?
Yeah, so a bit of context. I was talking with a priest about rosary and praying the Liturgy of the Hours. And he explained to me how the rosary, and as any other devotion, is considered like a private prayer, mm-hmm. whereas the Liturgy of the Hours is doesn't matter if you only have one person in the world, the whole church is praying at the same time, like we enter in this mystery praying with Christ. So I just wanted to see if there was any theological explanation to that, like how different a private devotional prayer, mm-hmm. Different to a Liturgy of the Hours, Mass,
okay.
Like universal prayer.
Yeah, sure. So the words public and private can be a little bit misleading in this context. We tend to think of something occurring publicly as something that a lot of people witness, whereas if you're doing it just by yourself, it's something you're doing privately. And that's not what public and private mean in this context. In this context, a public prayer is one done officially on behalf of the church as part of the church's official prayer, and that includes the seven sacraments and the Liturgy of the Hours. Those are the church's liturgical prayers, and even if they're being done by one person all alone, it's still something that the church has made part of its official prayer. And I wouldn't say the whole church is praying. I mean, you can say that, but it doesn't mean each individual in the church is thinking about this at the time, obviously. But the church as an entity has authorized this and endorses this and is putting itself behind this. So a person's praying the Liturgy of the Hours, even if he's all by himself, is participating in the official prayer of the whole church. On the other hand, the rosary, even if it's being done in front of a lot of people or if a lot of people have gathered to pray the rosary, it's not part of the church's official prayer. It's something that is therefore known as a private devotion, even though it's a private devotion that can be done in public.
Israel, thanks so much for that. Jimmy, I have to interrupt here for a second and let you know. Julie in Maine has made a proposal to us, and she says she'll give $1,000 by the top of the hour if one other person will give $1,000.
Hey.
So Julie in Maine, thank you so much for that challenge. I wonder if there's anyone who will take her up on the challenge.
That would be great.
Yeah, that's so exciting and generous of you, Julie. We have wonderful, wonderful supporters.
We do.
And we're so grateful. Julie, thanks for that. Julie in Maine is going to be out $1,000 if you'll give $1,000. Can we get one person to call 888-291-8000. You know, we know that's a lot of money, and but there are people we also know that God has blessed with the means to be able to do that. And we'd really like to see Julie's wallet be $1,000 lighter.
Yeah, indeed. And we also have people who are giving according to their means. Diane from Ohio, who is a new listener. So, wow, that's impressive. She's a new listener and has already seen the value of the work we're doing here on Catholic Answers Live. She's donated $50 a month, which becomes $100 a month.
And nice to have you as a new listener, too,
yeah,
Diane. Thanks very much.
That's wonderful. Tina Lau from Michigan is donating $18 a month. Janet from Georgia has called back to increase her donation from $20 a month to $30 a month. Irma from Ontario, Canada, is donating $30 monthly. John from Mississippi is donating $100. And we still have people standing by to take your donation. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
If you are able to make that monthly pledge, every dollar of the pledge will be matched today because of those donors who have given us that generous challenge, a $10,000 challenge. Every pledge made today, every donation made today will be matched dollar for dollar. But if you can make that monthly pledge of $18 or more, we're going to send you Benedict Up Close, the inside story of 8 dramatic years from Paul Badd, a beautiful book from EWTN Press. And this one from Ignatius Press from Father Paul Scalia, That Nothing May Be Lost, Reflections on Catholic Doctrine and Devotion. Anyone who's able to make that monthly pledge of $18, or if you can make a one-time gift of $200, we're able to send that to you. I've noticed there are some folks making $500 gifts. And again, we know that you have to be in a specially blessed position to be able to do that, and we're very grateful for that. But we would like to send you, because Augustine Institute has made these available to us. They do a fantastic job there at the Augustine Institute. True Reformers, Saints of the Catholic Reformation, a 6-episode, 3-DVD set, and a book to go along with it. It's a study guide to help you study as you do that. These are some of the most impressive people. I'm not talking about the Augustine Institute now, although
they're impressive.
But these are some of the most impressive people who have ever lived on this earth. Thomas More, Ignatius of Loyola, Philip Neri, Charles Borromeo, Teresa of Avila, just a magnificent person. I guess I'm excited about her because I'm reading her autobiography again right now. Jimmy, it's so good, the autobiography.
Don't spoil the ending.
Well, you know what's wild? Oh, and also Francis de Sales. What's wild about the saints of this era, like as I'm reading St. Teresa's biography, she keeps running into other saints. There's so many saints around at this time.
It was an intense time.
It was very intense time, right.
Of course, it doesn't say, and then I met Saint so-and-so.
No, she didn't know that they were. Yeah, right. And then I ran into Saint Francis Xavier. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. If you can make that donation today of $500, it will be matched. That will be $1,000 to us, and we'll be able to send you True Reformers, Saints of the Catholic Reformation, a 6-episode DVD set and book. We go now back to the phones because that's what we do. We take calls, and we go to Andrew in Las Vegas, Nevada, listening on 970 AM. Andrew, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Good afternoon, Jimmy. My question centers on the role of a young man within the church. Basically, my entire life, I've been raised as a cradle Catholic, going to private Catholic school, being homeschooled, and attending mass at local parishes and young adult groups, high school groups, that sort of thing. The consistent message to me from the church during all this time has been to develop the virtues of compassion and caring and being and sort of living out this very, I got to be honest, to me, it sounds kind of namby-pamby, mm-hmm. gospel message. Uh-huh. Whereas I go out to other sources of information in my life. I go out to various online communities, the guys I know at the gym, the military guys that I was friends with at school, and their message for being successful in life, which has seemed to work better for me so far, is go out, be tough, lift weights, drink scotch, drive fast, shoot guns, generally raise hell, and don't be soft and compassionate and namby-pamby because you'll get run over. So my question is, how do I reconcile these two messages as a Catholic man?
Both of these tendencies are rooted in human nature, and they're found in both sexes. I mean, both men and women have the capacity to love, and they also have the capacity to be more aggressive. And so it's something that is fundamental to the human condition. Everybody of both genders has to deal with these tendencies and try to find the right way to use them and to integrate them in their lives. And that requires the development of the virtue known as prudence. Prudence is being able to know and do the right thing in the right situation. Now, when you encounter things like Jesus saying, love your enemy, there is exhorting compassion and things like that. There is an element of that where he's being, it's hard to explain this in a concise way, but there's an element of that that's an absolute. We always, by loving our enemy, we always want to will their good. But that doesn't mean we're going to be soft in dealing with an enemy. If you're at home and someone breaks into your home and is threatening your family, let's say at gunpoint, you want to will that person's good. You want to will that the home invader ends up going to heaven, but that doesn't mean that you don't take the steps needed to defend your family. You're entirely entitled in this situation and may even be obliged in this situation to pull out a gun and send him right on his way to heaven. So that's in that situation, one of the ways that depending on the circumstances, you can both be loving to the person, even though he's a home invader, you want him to go to heaven, but you may be the one to send him there because you need to stand up and defend your family too. And so, that's an example of the integration of both love and firmness. On the other hand, there are times when loving your neighbor may literally mean turning the other cheek and not insisting on your rights. But it's a matter of prudence. There are times where if you just let yourself get run over all the time, then that's not going to be helpful for you. And so I can't necessarily recommend all of the advice that, you know, you've been given by your friends. Much of it is appropriate in different situations, even driving fast. If you need to get someone to the hospital quickly, driving fast is something that you may have to do. But one doesn't want to do anything recklessly because that's contrary to the virtue of prudence. You want to find a way to integrate these two things together based on the situation. It's true that in contemporary American Catholic culture, and this is something other people have written about. I've written about it a little bit, but others have written about it even more. There's been a kind of feminization of spirituality where some of the language that gets used leans towards the more passive, contemplative side of things. And that's important because that is part of the human experience, but so is the more active masculine side of things. And this is something that's happened somewhat recently in Catholic culture. If you go back into the past, you'll find more of the language about the church militant and spiritual warfare and capturing souls for Christ and things like that. And that's part of Catholic Catholic history too, and it's even part of Catholic culture right now. It's just the ratios have changed somewhat. We're living in an age that's put the accent on the other syllable, but that's not necessarily where the accent needs to be. It's a matter of prudence, which set of virtues, whether the more masculine virtues or the more feminine virtues, it's a matter of prudence which need to be applied in a particular situation.
Okay.
Understood. But if I could ask a follow-on question.
Yeah, real quick.
Are there any spiritual disciplines or specific courses of study or, you know, people I should be talking to or listening to that would allow me to kind of educate myself further in both in this virtue of prudence and also in developing kind of a well-rounded view of the faith that includes both of these aspects?
I would suggest, and here comes the music, so I got to be real quick. I would suggest looking up Catholic Spiritual Warfare and also Catholic Masculine Spirituality and see what resources you find. Also, I'd talk to a spiritual director. I try to find a good masculine spiritual director to help guide you through some of that, who has himself the virtue of prudence and can help you figure out the boundaries on that. We need to go, but call 888-291-8000 to make your donation.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Be a part of Mother Angelica's mission. EWTN Radio is seeking a dynamic producer to join our growing radio team. The EWTN Radio producer is responsible for managing all aspects of live and recorded programs, develops program ideas consistent with EWTN's mission, and collaborates with the leading voices in Catholic radio. For all the details about this exciting opportunity, click on employment at EWTN.com.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. 30 minutes to go to the top of the hour, and we have a $10,000 match we want to make sure that we use up. Thank you so much to everyone who has called and been supportive of Catholic Answers. Thank you for everyone who has prayed for us during the course of these 3 days. Just a half hour more, and then you can have 3 months without us asking you for your support. I must say, though, we have no shame in asking you for – I don't feel any shame about it at all. I feel happy to do it because we do feel that this ministry, this apostolate of sharing the good news and of defending the faith in the public sphere – is very, very important. It's very, very much needed. And so if you would like to participate in that, if you would like to be a partner in that, 888-291-8000 is the number.
Also, earlier in this very hour, we had Julie in Maine call in and issue another challenge. She's challenging people if she will donate $1,000 if other people will come, will call in and donate $1,000 as well. So we'd love to have, you know, 5 or 10 people even call in and not only give their own donation, but trigger Julie's donation as well. So everything you give helps us. The number to call is 888-291-8000, and you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And our president, Chris Check, has just come into the studio, and I imagine he has something to tell us. So, Chris, what is it?
Gentlemen, I just wanted to share a quick story with you. I just got off the phone with a Sicilian gentleman living in England. And I said, I won't say your name on the air. And he says, it's fine. You can say my name on the air.
I know who it is.
So his name is Giuseppe Avila, right? Yeah. And he lives near Birmingham, and he watches Catholic Answers Live on the YouTube. Hello, Giuseppe. He watched on the YouTube channel, and he stays up past midnight
and
to watch the
program. And he called in a little bit ago when we answered a question.
That's
for
right. It's exactly. And so, and then he called in to set up a monthly,
awesome,
to set up a monthly pledge. Praise God.
Thank you, Giuseppe.
So I just want to underscore that because of the support of our generous donors, we're able to operate that YouTube channel. We're able to operate the Facebook feed and the Periscope feed. And this show goes way beyond the continental United States as a consequence of that. And that's proof of it. So, my friends, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. We're down to the last 30 minutes of this. And it's really critical that we raise the money because summer's a slow period for us.
Yeah.
And we've got ground to make up.
Incidentally, Giuseppe's calling in is a particularly nice example of the fact that you don't have to be in the United States to support us. If you're anywhere in the world, I mean, you could be in Singapore, you could be in Malaysia, you could be in Norway, you could be in Germany, you could be in Spain. It doesn't matter where you are. You could be in Argentina. Wherever you are in the world, if you're listening to us over the internet or over shortwave or however you're receiving this spiritual content, you're able to help support the show. You may be able to call in using international dialing and calling 888-291-8000. But even if you don't know how to do that, even if you don't, you're not comfortable doing international dialing, just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That works from wherever you are in the world. You'll be able to get through on our safe, secure website, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and make your contribution to help keep this spiritual content going out.
Just to emphasize that point, a couple Canadians to thank. Philip in, Port Coquitlam, B.C. Do you know how to say that?
Your Canadian is great.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know Canadian
Where's
was.
Where's Patrick Coffin when you need him?
Yeah. Philip, sorry that we're – but I appreciate that donation from Canada. Another Canadian to thank from Ontario, Rita, $50. Thank you so much for that donation. All of that is doubled because we have a dollar-for-dollar match. Thanks, Chris.
All right,
Check, our president.
I'm getting back to
back
my
to
phone.
The phones. Back God to the phones you. With you. Yep. 888-291-8000 is the number for your donation. We're in the last moments now of our pledge drive. 888-291-8000. We have more calls to go back to. We're going to do that in just a few seconds. But we wanted to share with you that we, again, that we have this $10,000 match, that we are coming to the very last moments to be able to make that match. And we would be very grateful if you would pick up the phone and support Catholic Answers right now, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We go now back to our the other phones, the phones where people call with questions. Pablo calling from Buford, Georgia. Pablo, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Jimmy and Cy. My question is the following. What are Catholic stands?
Pablo, could you speak directly into the phone? It's a little hard to hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's much better.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah. What's our Catholic stance on natural selection?
Okay. Well, there's not a Catholic stance on natural selection per se. The idea of natural selection is something that is a scientific proposal, so it's a matter of science rather than a matter of faith. For those who, and a lot of people have heard the expression natural selection, they may or may not be familiar with exactly what it means. But the basic idea is that organisms, life forms, living beings that are well adapted to their current environment are more likely to reproduce and to survive to reproduce and pass on their genes, whereas organisms that are not as well adapted to their environment are less likely to survive to reproduce and therefore less likely to pass on their genes. And therefore, over the course of time, those that are well adapted to their environment will be favored, and those that are not well adapted will not be favored. To give a concrete example, suppose that you have a bunch of lions in a particular area, and at first, and some of them have thicker fur and some of them have thinner fur. Initially, if the climate in their region is such that they can, you know, find what they need to, and, you know, the heat isn't too much or too little, they're all doing fine, they may all survive. But then if an ice age starts and suddenly it gets much colder, the lions that have the thicker fur are going to have an advantage. They're going to be able to stay warmer because of their thicker fur, and consequently, they're more likely to survive and breed and produce new lions that, because of their genes, will also tend to have thicker fur. Whereas the lions that have the thinner fur are going to be colder, they're not going to retain body heat as well, and they may end up dying in the cold, in which case if they're more likely to die from the cold that's now begun, then they're less likely to survive to the point that they can reproduce, and they're less likely to pass on their genes. And so over the course of the ice age, you'll tend to have more and more of the lion population having the thicker fur and less of the lion population having the thinner fur. And that's an example of natural selection. It's called natural selection because it's nature that is responsible for the shift in the genes in the lion population. There's not a person causing this. It's not like Psy goes to where the lions are and shoots all of the ones with the thin fur. It's nature itself and the changing of the climate that does that. Now, from a Christian perspective, God is ultimately behind all of this. God is the one who either causes or allows nature to take the course it does. And so when we talk about natural selection, we don't mean that God's not involved. At least by his permissive will, God allows the ice age in this case to begin. He may even directly cause the ice age to begin. That's something we have to leave to the mystery of God. But in this case, the word natural in natural selection just means there's not a conscious choice on the part of a created being that's causing the selection between the thick fur lions and the thin fur lions. So the proposal that this happens is something that makes sense just from a kind of thinking about it perspective. And there, scientists would argue, based on genetics and the fossil record, that we have good evidence that this does in fact happen. And the church, for its part, isn't in the business of endorsing scientific theories, but it has ruled that natural selection, at least used as a tool of God in guiding the development of life, is something that's compatible with the sources of faith. So it doesn't contradict the Bible. It doesn't contradict sacred tradition. It doesn't contradict the teaching of the church. And so it's something that Catholics are permitted to believe in. And many people, including many scientists, would say we have good evidence that it actually takes place over long periods of time.
Thank you very much, Pablo, for that call. Jimmy, a lot of shooting from you today. I have a lot of references to shooting. This is probably the most I've heard you talk about
really?
Shooting in 1 hour.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
Okay. Let's thank a few people before we take a break, and then we'll answer as many calls as we can before the top of the hour. And there are lots of people to thank. And I would just want to say, folks, in general, thank you so much. We're bringing it home here this last hour. We've got 20 minutes left to use up every dollar of this $10,000 dollar for dollar match that has been given to us. We want to make sure we use that all up. These are the last 20 minutes that we have to come to you to ask for your support. Actually, it's only 16 minutes. minutes that we've got left to ask you for your support. 888-291-8000. Please pick up that phone and call. Let's just really make this last 20 minutes a powerful 20 minutes. 888-291-8000. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is where you can go on the internet. Brandon from Nebraska donated $50, and he says we helped his conversion. And
awesome.
We'd love to hear that, Brandon. Thank you so much.
Amen.
And thank you for supporting us. Paul in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Paula,
$250. Rebecca in Oklahoma, Blanchard, Oklahoma, $20 a month. Every bit of those pledges, whether it's a monthly pledge or a one-time gift, is being doubled because we have a dollar-for-dollar match this hour.
Let me say the next one. Ron from one of my favorite towns, Brawley, California, has donated $500. Thank you so much, Ron.
Holly from Iowa, a $20 a month pledge. Brenda in Colorado, $100 one time, and that is matched dollar for dollar. Ramiro in Texas, $20 a month. Thank you so much for that pledge, Ramiro.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, I thought you were going to take it from there.
Oh, well, I can. Yeah. John in Texas has donated $50. Dolores from Florida, $100. Francis from San Antonio, $100. Eleanor from Corfu, New York, not the Greek island Corfu, has donated $25. Samuel from Chalmette, Louisiana, $500. Daniel from Grand Rapids, $50 monthly. Mark from Midland, $100. Sharon from Idaho, $25. Lots of people calling in. Take it away, Cy.
888-291-8000 is the number. We're down to just moments, really, just over 10 minutes left that we can ask you for your support. Please dial, make that call, help us reach the goals that we need to reach. It has been a little sparse so far for this summer pledge drive. Let's make it rain, and as they say, 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We have to go to a quick break. We'll be right back after this with more Catholic Answers Live.
Stay with us for more Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love sharing the gospel and want to learn to be more effective? Join the St. Paul Street Evangelization Online School of Evangelization. You will learn to build bridges of trust and make disciples by befriending strangers, proclaiming the gospel, inviting people to the church, and praying with others. We'll ask for a pledge of financial support, but if you are unable to give, we'll give you a membership at no cost. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
And 888-291-8000 is the number to call if you would like to make a pledge, if you would like to make a one-time donation. Either way is very, very helpful to us. Every amount is helpful to us. And remember that every pledge today is being matched dollar for dollar up to $10,000. Down to exactly 9.5 minutes until we got to go. So
you're doing math, Cy. Be careful.
And it's probably not exactly 9.5 minutes. It was a general guess, actually. 888-291-8000. Let's continue. Let's try to get some calls in here, though, before we go to the top of the hour. Sean in Sydney, Australia. See that international
big opera house there.
They do. Sean, your question for Jimmy Aiken. Good day.
G'day, mate. Well, look, basically the reason I'm calling, first of all, I'd like to ask if people could pray for a situation we've got in Australia here around the whole marriage debate.
Certainly.
There's a situation going on in Canberra, and the government looks like they may go back on their word over giving the people a plebiscite to vote on it and just decide to do the dirty deed themselves.
It's going to be like America there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Sean, we will pray for that. Thank you for giving us that opportunity. What's your question for Jimmy?
Okay, question I've got is, why does the doctrine of the Trinity matter? I understand it's an important doctrine, and you know, there have been massive councils over it and all that, but why is it so important? And if we want to go even further, why does it matter that, for instance, Jesus Christ is the Son of God rather than God the Father? You know, why does it matter that it was God the Son who died on the cross rather than the Father or the Holy Spirit? That kind of thing.
Okay.
Well, I guess, what's the difference between all three of them? And why is it so important?
Okay. The fundamental reason it's important is because it discloses God's inner life to us. God is obviously the central mystery of religion, and is being infinite is also infinitely important. And so anything about God is something that is very important, and understanding God's inner life is consequently going to be very, very important. It's also important, so it's just knowing about God and knowing about God's inner life, that God is an eternal communion of three persons. That's an amazing insight that we would otherwise not be able to deduce. We can deduce certain things about God from creation, like the fact he exists, the fact he's omnipotent, but we couldn't deduce that. So God has let us in on a big secret about his inner life that we otherwise would have no way of knowing about. Also, it's important to God that in this age of the church that we know about it. And he, in a way, pushed that doctrine to the front by having the second person of the Trinity, his son, become incarnate in human form. The fact that it was the second person, not the first, who incarnated really called attention to this doctrine. Because if God the Father had incarnated, he wouldn't have said things to the disciples like, "You believe in God, believe also in me." He could have just gone through his ministry on earth without ever revealing the doctrine of the Trinity. But the fact that God sent his son to be the one to incarnate pushes the fact that God is a trinity of persons to the forefront. So that shows us that that was something that God wanted revealed to the church. He wanted people living in our age to know this fact about him. And it has various implications. Among them is the fact that God is being a communion of persons is the ultimate wellspring of the fact that we have communion and communities as humans. God is the creator of everything, and therefore are in one way or another, the fact that our communities exist is ultimately derived from God, but the fact that he's now revealed to us that he is an eternal communion of persons underscores that fact. It shows us how our nature as social beings who can enter into communion with each other is something that mirrors God's own inner life. It also reflects the fact that we can then enter into communion with God means that in a sense, now we don't become God, but we enter into communion with God, and that's a further image of the Trinity that God is sharing with us by enabling us to enter into communion with him by the spiritual life. We come to resemble God even more closely, and the knowledge that the Trinity is true reveals that as well. There are also various lessons that we can learn by studying the relationships of the three persons of the Trinity. The fact that God differentiates or is differentiated by the relationships among the three persons shows us and teaches us certain things about the nature of relationships and how that can apply to humanity as well. For example, take the relationship between the Father and the Son. That teaches us something about the relationship between human fathers and human sons. For example, the Father and the Son, both being equally God, they share a common nature, and so they're fundamentally equal in dignity. But nevertheless, it's appropriate that the Son carry out the will of the Father. And that is something that teaches us a lesson about the relationship between human fathers and sons. Human fathers and sons, both being human, share a common human nature and therefore are equal in dignity, but it's still appropriate that human sons carry out the will of their human fathers, assuming that it's a good will to begin with. But that would just be one illustration. There are many more, and because this is a mystery, it's something that even though we can grasp the outlines of it, it's something we can never exhaust. And therefore, it's worthy of study and reflection. And there's obviously a lot more to say about an inexhaustible mystery than I could exhaust here in the final moments of our radio show. But I hope that helps, Sean. And thank you so much for calling all the way from Sydney.
Thanks a lot, mate.
All right. And we're praying for Australia today, Sean. Thanks very, very much. 888-291-8000 is that number. I want to thank some people, Jimmy, real quick here. And just inform anybody who's just joining us now that we are in the last moments now of our pledge drive for summer.
And we're going to have, even though we're going to go off the air here in a minute, you can still call in because we will still be here until the last phone stops ringing. So by all means, keep calling. We're also going to be doing a post show for those who are watching us online. So if you're online, be sure and stay tuned for that. And even if you're listening on a delayed basis, like maybe by a podcast or on a cached video of this on YouTube, you can still call in and support the show by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But do, if you're listening live, take advantage right now by calling 888-291-8000. We have the whole staff standing by to make it as easy as possible for you to get through and show your support for Catholic Answers Live.
And we still have a ways to go in these last minutes to make it to our goal. I feel confident in our listeners. You're always so generous to us, and we are very, very grateful for that. Let me thank a few people. Chris from Niskayuna, New York, $25 in honor of his daughter's Faith and Hope. And hi to you, Faith and Hope, if you're listening. Also, Kevin in Des Moines, Iowa, $10 monthly pledge. Manuel from Nebraska, $100. Mary from Indiana, $10 monthly pledge. All of those are doubled dollar for dollar because we have this $10,000 dollar for dollar match. Francis in North Dakota, thank you so much for your $25 that will be doubled to $50. Kathy from New York, $200. That's doubled to $400. And Sherry in Kennewick, Washington, $25 a month pledge becomes $50 a month to us. 888-291-8000 is the number.
And we still have that challenge from Julie. If anybody calls in this hour and makes a $1,000 donation, she will match it with $1,000 of her own. So you still have the chance to get in on that challenge. We really hope you'll do it. The number to call is 888-291-8000. We're just down into the last moment. So this is the time we need to hear from you. Do it now so you don't forget. And you have our most sincere thanks for whatever you're able to afford to be able to help the spiritual work of Catholic Answers go forward.
I think everybody knows that we Catholics were slow to get into the media in many, many ways. And we're playing catch up, but so many Catholics now are supporting local Catholic radio stations or supporting EWTN television or supporting internet ministries of a whole variety of kinds. Thank you so much for that and for participating at that. Catholic Answers, I must say, has been in that from the very beginning, from where the very earliest groundwork was laid to use new media to share the gospel in the United States and around the world. We've been on the air as a radio program 20 years now, Jim. I mean, I have.
It's 19 now. Our first show was January of 1998, and so we'll have our 20th anniversary in January of next year. 2018.
And all of that, every bit of it, every moment of it made possible because a lay person, a clergy person, a vowed religious picked up the phone and called or sent an envelope with some money in it and made it possible for these programs to be produced, for these radio stations around the country to be supported. We need your help now. It's summer months. Summer months are sparse for us. We need you to help us get over this, get through this little desert that we're in because autumn, it's usually better as far as fundraising goes. 888-291-8000, the number, a $10,000 dollar for dollar match. Lena in Portland, Oregon, $100 gift becomes $200. Thank you. Paul in Lincoln, Nebraska, a $500 gift. Paul, thank you. That becomes $1,000. Laverne in Louisiana. I think it's Louisiana. That's not LA, right? In Louisiana, $25 becomes $50 for us. Dr. J, I wonder which, if do you think that's the original Dr. J?
Either way, he's a supporter of the show, and that's important. So thank you, Dr. J.
Slam dunk, $25 a month support from Dr. J. Thank you so much from Northfield, Ohio. Harry from Minnesota, $100 becomes $200. Sandra from North Dakota, your $100 becomes $200. Rebecca from Wheat Ridge, Colorado, your $50 becomes $100. 888-291-8000, the number, or go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We will continue continue answering the phones until the last call comes in.
And just want to let you know, we've had three people in this hour answer Julie's challenge of $1,000. Bruce from Indiana, Dennis from Ohio, and Anonymous from New York. Each of them has called in to donate $1,000, meeting Julie's $1,000 challenge. So thank you, Bruce, Dennis, Anonymous, and Julie, and everyone else. This is a perfect time to call in. We're going off the air, but we still have people here to take your calls. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Very special thank you to Jane and Craig in Prescott, Wisconsin. $30 monthly pledge in honor of their 30th wedding anniversary.
Hey.
Thanks so much. God bless you and thank you for that. We'll be back again tomorrow, so don't forget to listen, but we want to just as many thank yous as we can before we go. Teresa in The Colony, Texas, $20. Rebecca in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, $50. Sandra in North Dakota, $100. Harry in Minnesota, $100. All of that matched dollar for dollar. See you tomorrow on Catholic Answers Live.